Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries on Sunday. We are here in the name of Jesus Christ and by the grace and mercy of our Heavenly Father. Amen. 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 Lord, we worship you. Give you praise. We thank you for every opportunity and every situation which you come to show yourself strong by being in the midst of your people and doing mighty works and miracles. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you today because this is a new day. This day has never come before. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and are glad in it. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. Yesterday's gone. Today we need you, Lord, and we receive you in your very presence and all that you came to bring in your purpose here in our midst, in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church and a local church assembly in the name of Jesus. And we come together on Sundays, and we praise the Lord, we worship him, we fellowship around his word, we receive of his spirit, and we are blessed. Amen? Amen. For those of you who are unfamiliar with what we do, with our format, we celebrate Holy Communion at the beginning of our services. So this would be a time to get your elements ready if you choose to so participate in the Lord's Supper. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Lord has been moving mightily. We've been having this thrust of new breakthroughs coming through. You know, we went on that fast not too long ago, and we believed God for healing for 4 days. Well, God's still moving. He didn't stop. What was initiated then is still coming forth now. So if you still don't see all the manifestation that you had expected, know that it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Amen. It's coming in Jesus' name. He didn't back up, put heaven in reverse. He doesn't do that. That's not his way. So if you still are believing, keep on believing. If you were standing, keep on standing. If you were trusting, keep on trusting, because God is on the move. Amen? God is on the move. As he brings correction to our lives, we get out of his way so that he can do those things that he has foreordained for our lives. Amen? Amen. So sometimes God needs to correct our thinking and to correct our believing and to remove from us erroneous teachings that we have had before. We didn't know that at the time. That was all the food we had to eat, so we ate it. Amen? But now it's come time to bring correction and refinement to those things. And when he does, we need to go with him and be corrected and refined. Amen? Because God is busy blessing us because he is our blessing business. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. You know, I've encouraged many of you to get into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and enter your prayer requests that you have not entered or entered so long ago. Enter them. Put them in there. How can we come in agreement with you if they're not there? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There's somebody in your family line that God's ready to, okay, they're about ready to get saved now, but we're still waiting on you to put the prayer in so we can come in agreement so God can take it on the rest of the way. So now why hold God up? You've been believing for all your family to get saved. Well, that was nice in general. But God has some specifics that he wants us to place there. If you find yourself stuck in a place of rebellion on an issue, why haven't you already placed it in there? The saints will come along in agreement with you. Saints from all over the world, you forget, we're in over 30 nations on this planet. Everybody isn't in one spot. Amen? So he'll bring the body of Christ worldwide into agreement with your prayer request. And then it'll be just like those rockets when they take off from Cape, is it Canaveral or Kennedy this week, whichever name they gave it. You'll take off like a rocket in that area. Amen? Amen. So praise the Lord. Let's get in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and do the will of God. And you know we always place our scriptures there so the saints can come in agreement with the word of God with you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And for those of you who are new and have no idea what I'm talking about, our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, go to the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room. Sign in. Don't use your social security number or your telephone number or your driver's license number or, you know, your mother's maiden name and all of that other personal information. Just make yourself up a little name or use your initials. Sign in. Enter your prayer request, 5-line limit. Put your scriptures, that means you have to open the Bible, choose scriptures that go with your prayer request, enter them there too, amen, and push enter. There, the prayer request, done. Isn't that right? Anybody can do it, amen? So if the Lord's told you to do something and you know you don't want to do it and you know you don't feel like doing it, then what are you waiting for? Get up there, put your prayer request in. And the Lord will come alongside to help you because he causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. That's how you handle that. When you get stuck in a rut, you get in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Right? And when you need, sometimes, saints, now you all know we have an archive of well over 10 years of sermons. Okay, so there's a minimum of 2 to 3 sermons a week for over 10 years. In the archive, there's an answer to some of the questions the saints have. I've listened to some of your pleas and cries, and I'm thinking, you know, Lord, I preached that back here, and I, right there. And Lord, remember that series on the Holy Spirit? The answer is in the series. And you know, if you'd ask the Holy Spirit, he'll take you right back to the sermon that gives you the information that you need to know. Amen? It's there, but you have to access the mind of God. You have to go to the Holy Spirit. Amen? And he'll take you right there. Keep going. See where down there at the bottom where it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and it just keeps going? He'll get you on the right page. You scroll down. This sermon right here, listen to this one. He does that. Why? Because he loves us. Amen? So we need to respond to the love of God. Amen? Amen. It doesn't have to be as hard as some of us are making it. We're just not availing ourselves to all that there is. Not to mention, we have books and e-books. That's a link on our website. Our books cost somewhere between $3 and less than $8. They're some of the cheapest books in the world, but they're packed with information that you aren't going to find anyplace else. Amen? Amen. All over the website is information. There's sermons everywhere. Their sermons just on any, almost every page has some sermons somewhere. Amen. On my page, Dr. Pat's page, all over the place. So you have everything you need. You've got the Lord. You've got the Word. You've got the ministry of the Word. You can even get delivered listening. Am I right?
Yes.
Amen. So now, come on, let's go with Jesus. He's ready to go. He's got a revival to do. Let's get going. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to thank you for holy joy, energy, and enthusiasm in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for the unction and the gumption to function in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that those things that ought to be covered are covered, those things that ought to be hidden are hidden, and those things that ought to be revealed are revealed in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. I want to thank you, Lord, for my escort to church today, in Jesus' name. I give you praise, glory, and honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. You guided my way all the way here, and you brought alongside one of those that you have placed in authority, Lord, for me to follow all the way in. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, Father, for it, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. When we're working, trying to do the will of God, when we're doing everything that we can to obey, when things aren't quite lined up, you line them up for us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we give you praise, glory, and honor for the sheriff's office today in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for the mission that you have given them. We ask you, Lord, to train them and suit them for the duty that they are called to. And so with all police and military, Father, in the name of Jesus, their official duty is under the hand of Jesus Christ. Isha, rubuta, risa, da da brica de dia, kahoratise, shun da da brica de dia, sande, regisa de da broca, bababa, sande da brica de dia, kusha de dia, saha, siata. We place them under the blood of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you bring them into agreement with your purpose, your plan, your will, and your destiny for each of their lives in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord God, that you send forth your angels for their protection in Jesus' name. And to ensure that your will is done. We declare that their funding comes from you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we tear down every ordinance, every law, every statute that comes against the will of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Father, we lift up our municipalities to you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring into line with yourself all those matters that are out of the way. Every error, every fault, every misstep, all the way from our house to the White House. Rike suru bundo rike de rakaha rakaha ri le de dio sunda na breke le dia lo la le sunda na breke de dio sunda na bra arro ko le le dia sa na breke de dia. Lord, come and reign over us in Jesus' name. Ri le le dio sunda na brise de rikiha le le dio sunda na breke de dia. There is no counsel against the counsel of God. Ri se da na bruka ba ba sha da re de se te rukuhura. And not in this nation only, but in every nation. Yes, Lord, they have imagined a vain thing to defy your anointed. But you said you would be exalted among the heathen. You would be exalted in the earth. You said you would break the pride of their power. So you would strip from them the power of their pride. We call for humility, Lord. We call for humility. We call for humility in Jesus' name. We call for humility in the name of Jesus Christ. We acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you direct our paths. You direct our path. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks under the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar devils, electronic and technology devils, Leviathan, Kundalini, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, hypnotic and trance devils. We bind them all in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind their attacks and chain them in Jesus' name. We send their attacks into the cage in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent in Jesus' name. We bind all targeted radio frequency assaults. We bind all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks. We bind all demonic dreams and the spirits that brought them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind and overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the hands of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, European, Caribbean magic in Jesus' name, and wickedness. We bind all Latin America black magic and white magic and the work of every druid in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise, and we return these attacks on the heads of the senders in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks. We bind the culture of corruption, all free-flying devils, all evil spirits taking animal form. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog, the lord of the flies, and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils. We bind the formation of bullflies and other demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, the gods of the people of the land, and the gods of the grove. We bind Mammon and his agents and all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits. Vampire spirits that come steal our energy. Vampire spirits that come steal our strength. Vampire spirits that hinder our way. We bind them in the name of Jesus. That have us sleepy and drained all the time. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We bind all voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride, all of his outworking, all of his underlings, and all of his work in our lives in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animals, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Baselech, Moloch, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon in Jesus' name. We chain them all in Jesus' name. We undo the works of demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. Yes, we do. We bind every tradition rooted in sin. We denounce them and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control. We send it back to them according to 2 Thessalonians 1 and 6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. And no spirit shall steal from us any word of the living God. We have come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into the truth. The word is, your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray ardently for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel in Jesus' name. We pray for kings, presidents, prime ministers, and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we cut ourselves free from all ungodly soul ties, attachments, vows, agreements, and we cut ourselves free from every attachment to the demonic realm. We come completely out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom. We bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, sorcerer, and all of their followers in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of every curse, love spell, hex, vex, sorcery, charm, fetish, all psychic warfare, voodoo, magic, all mind control, every jinx, every bewitchment, all death spirits sent to us, all destruction sent to us, all torment, pain, and sickness, candle burning, incense, crystals, root work, ungodly blessings, tribal rituals, and those sins. We bind them all in the name of Jesus, and we cut ourselves free from all of them in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for peace. We bind up every thought that comes that is not from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We circumcise these thoughts from us with the sword of the Spirit, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing those thoughts captive, every imagination captive and subject to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We cover our vehicles on the road, and we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Father. We thank you for your love for us, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for all members of MIC who are having difficulty in their field of endeavor. We ask, Father, that you place each saint onto the path of your way for their life as their sovereign Lord. Father, give them the sufficient grace to understand that this appointment is of you. It is your will being done on earth. Praying for all who are still deciding if they are going to do what will be required of them so that they will be freed and possess the deliverances that open the path for their freedom to be expressed. In Jesus' name, we ask, Father, that you move them to the place of decision and deeper commitment to you in Jesus' name. Praying for all MIC who have fallen back into sin and bondage, asking the Father in Jesus' name to bring them to a reckoning of what they have done and the devastating effects that it has brought into their lives and into the lives of others. Praying for all MIC who need a financial blessing, asking our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name to supply the need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. We give you praise. We're praying for the family of the Minister of Music, Mike Hammontree, in Jesus' name, who transitioned to his eternal home with Jesus Christ suddenly on yesterday. We lift up his family to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we ask, Lord, that you comfort them. Send the comforter to them, Lord, because they are in need of your spirit this very day, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, for all that you will do. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that in times of bereavement, you come to our side. You come to our aid. Father, we lift up his wife to you, his widow to you. Runga de la breche de Rusala de Yosuta, Rucusa de Debri, Risa de la Broca, Bababash de la Bre, dry the tears, Lord. Risa de la Dioso, dry the tears, Lord. Rica de la Broca de Braca, Chiapa, Risa de la Breche de Dioso, Horelelelias de la Breche de Dia. Her face looks up to you, Lord. Risa de Dioso, to the Breche de Racaha, Shurgusa de Debrique de Bracaha. Help her to the trauma, Ruka, Ruka, through the trauma, Ruka, through the pain, through the shock, through the suffering, through the loss, Amen. 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 Peace. 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 Peace to my sister in Jesus' name. Peace to my sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you repenting of our sin because we have truly sinned against you. Others may be affected, but we sinned against you. Lord Jesus, you had to die on the cross for what we failed to do or what we did that was not pleasing to you. We ask you, Father, to forgive us. We ask you, Lord, to help us get out of our flesh. Our flesh was crucified on the cross with Jesus. We're dead to that now. Help us to remember that we're dead to that now. And corpses don't respond to promptings or provocation. We thank you, Lord, for showing us the right way. We ask you to bring us into correction where we have gone out of the way. We honor you. We praise you. We extol you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your grace toward us. Now, Lord, we come before you right now, forgiving everyone who has done anything to even slightly annoy us in the least. We forgive everyone, Father, in the name of Jesus, even those that have sinned against us and we don't know anything about it yet. We forgive them according to the scriptures by an act of our will from our hearts, Lord. You forgave us hanging on the cross. You forgave us from your very throne, Father. You forgave us from your heart, and we join you in forgiving them as well. Even if they did like that airline company, Lord, that insisted that all its employees must get a vaccine. We forgive them for that too, in Jesus' name. Amen? We forgive them for that. We forgive intrusions into our God personal lives, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord, to bring them into correction with your will, your plan, and your purpose. But most of all, Father, we forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves, Lord. You love us. You tell us to love others as we love ourselves. So we extend the love of God to ourselves, Lord. And everywhere we fail, we forgive ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, if you have your elements, saints, it's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate. Amen? It's time to celebrate. If you find yourself wandering in confusion, well, you just forgave yourself for that. Come on out of confusion. God didn't do that. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Father, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup. Thank you, Lord. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. Amen. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself, not his neighbor, himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord, for we are not appointed the wrath. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you for the Last Supper. Amen. Amen. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord. Amen. Amen. This is, excuse me, truly a blessing. A drink of water might take care of that. Thank you, Brother Bill. You knew Pastor was going to get thirsty. Amen. So today, saints, we're going to talk about a very important subject. The Lord has prepared this. This one is hot off the griddle. You can still feel the heat. Amen. This one is hot off the griddle. An act of humility, resistance. An act of humility, resistance. God Almighty rewards the overcomer. God rewards the obedient, not the know-it-alls, not the self-sufficient, not the ambitious, not the movers and shakers, not the cowards, not the fearful, not the rebellious, not the envious, not the unclean, not the religious, not the self-righteous, not the judgmental, not the hypocrites, but the obedient. It's the obedient that receive the reward of the Lord, the obedient. It is the will of the Lord for each saint to be an overcomer. Each saint, every single one. No one is left out. No saint left behind. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, he explains this to us quite plainly. Ye are of God, little children. Did not say ye are of the world or ye are of anybody or anything else. Did not say ye are of your natural family. It doesn't say that here. It doesn't say ye are of your high school classmates that graduated with you. It doesn't say ye are of your business affiliates. It does not say ye are of your coworkers. Ye are of your community. Ye are of your state. It doesn't say ye are of your nation. It says ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, all the them. Because ye are of God, you've already overcome all the them, past them, present them, and future them. Because this is the reason, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is the Lord in you than Satan and his kingdom in the world. The greater one lives in you. We need to be more mindful of that. Amen. The overcomer is alive in you. But in order for each of us to overcome, we must walk out our daily lives in agreement with the overcomer who lives in us. We must come into agreement with the Lord of our lives. He is our sovereign Lord. In 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 20. 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 20. For ye are bought with a price. Say, I am bought with a price. So now we have instructions because we understand to whom we belong. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Your body belongs to the Lord. Your soul and your spirit belong to God. You belong to God. Everything about you belongs to God. All of you belongs to God. There are no parts of you that don't belong to God. Amen? Amen. There are no parts of you that don't belong to God. Everything about your life, every aspect of your life, the connections in your life, they all belong to God. And we need to think of things this way. We need to remember this. Amen? We belong to him. He has purchased us through his blood sacrifice on the cross, which supersedes all other sacrifices. Which supersedes all other sacrifices. His sacrifice is more powerful, more significant, more effective than any other sacrifice for all of eternity. I'll say that again. His blood sacrifice on the cross supersedes all other sacrifices. His sacrifice is more powerful, more significant, and more effective than any other sacrifice for all eternity. So there is no demonic sacrifice that can be done against you that is greater than the sacrifice of Jesus Christ's sinless blood on the cross of Calvary. His sacrifice is the ultimate sacrifice. There is no sacrifice that anyone gave on the battlefield in the natural that is greater than the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. His sacrifice is supreme. None higher, none greater, none better, none with more power. So, we have to learn to come into agreement with this. We must walk in agreement with the Lord in humility. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, in order to walk with the Lord, we must be in agreement with him. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit brings into our lives the power that is needed to overcome. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives gives us the power that is needed to overcome. Amen? In Acts chapter 1, we'll just skip around, but we'll start with verse 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. It speaks of all that Jesus began to both do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, say, through the Holy Ghost, Jesus, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments. You see, Jesus gave commandments to the apostles through the Holy Ghost. Amen? Through the Holy Ghost. Just as he does to us. He straightens us out, speaks to us, gives us wisdom, gives us light, gives us insight, gives us direction through the Holy Ghost. So, because of the Holy Spirit, we have power. Amen? Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we have power. Verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, witnesses for God, witnesses for Jesus Christ, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So there's no place on earth that's left out. We have power to do the will of God, even to the uttermost part of the earth. Amen? Say, I have power. I have power from God himself. I have power to overcome. I have power to submit to God. I have power to humble myself. I have power to forsake sin. I have power to live a righteous life. I have power to believe the word of God. I have power to act on the word. I have power to bind the devil. I have power to do the will of my heavenly Father. I have power to resist the devil. I have power to resist the enemy. And my resistance is the will of God for my life. I can overcome any habit, any grief, any situation, any crisis through the Holy Spirit. Now, do you believe that?
Yes.
All of you don't. Okay, we'll work on that. We'll work on that. It's important to believe that. It's important to believe that. It's very important to believe that. In 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 5. The Lord gives us some interesting commands. And he says, be clothed with humility. Be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered for a while, after, not before, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. After, not before. You see, we are to be clothed in humility, this passage says. Clothed in humility. What is humility? You know, I used to wonder, what is humility? Well, humility includes the absence of self-assertion. Self is not the center. Self is not the main object. Self is not the point of focus. Humility includes the absence of self-assertion. Self must cease to assert itself. The flesh must be crucified. Self must cease to insist on its own rights or even being recognized or acknowledged. Self must get out of the way. Amen? In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. What faith? The faith of the Son of God. The faith of the Son of God. It's important that we know this. Psalm 138, verse 6. Psalm 138, verse 6. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. He has respect unto the humble ones. But the proud ones, they're at a distance, a long distance. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Proverbs 11, verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. So if you want the wisdom of God, you'll need to humble yourself to get it. You can't be full of yourself and receive the wisdom of God. Proverbs 18, verse 12. Proverbs 18, verse 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Before destruction, before the collapse comes, the heart of man is haughty, puffed up, full of hot air, full of himself, full of his own way, his own ideas, his own ambition. You try to give them a scripture, and it comes out like this. Well, I just believe that God's going to do blah, 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 blah. And you go, now I know I just heard the Holy Spirit tell me to come give you that scripture. Okay? So this isn't my bright idea. This is God's bright idea. I'm just the one that's supposed to approach you with it and hand it to you. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. Nothing like a collapse to bring humility. Nothing like a collapse to bring humility. James chapter 4, verse 6. James chapter 4. Verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Isn't God wonderful? Isn't he good? He giveth more grace. You need more grace to be humble? He will provide. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So if you expect to get some grace, you'll need to humble yourself. And that's the only way you can get it. Amen? That is the only way that you can get it. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 138. I'm going to turn there with you. Psalm 138, verse 6. Psalm 138, verse 6. We covered that a minute ago. Let's go to verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. The Lord will perfect and accomplish that which concerneth me. He's going to take care of it. All the things that concern me, God's going to accomplish them and perfect them. He's not going to leave anything undone. If anything is hindered, it's not the devil who must move out of the way. It's me being proud and not humble. Well, who else do we know that thought he had it going on? In Isaiah chapter 14, you'll find this character. Isaiah chapter 14, beginning with verse 13. And this is what this character named Lucifer had to say. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. But God says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. You see, he thought he had it going on. He thought because of his beauty and his position, a place that God had given him, because you know he was created. He didn't make himself. He sought to exalt himself. Iniquity was found in him. However, we have repented of such, have we not? Oh, wait a minute, I don't hear none. We've repented of such, have we not?
Yes.
All right. Psalm 21, verse 13. Be thou exalted, Lord. He's the exalted one. In thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. So will we sing and praise thy power. Amen. Psalm 46, verse 10. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. When you go to work, say that. He will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Are you still following a defeated Lucifer who is now Satan? Are you still following him? God resisteth the proud. All disobedience is an act of pride because you are defying the living God. God withstands, actively opposes, fends off, stands firm against, holds out against, remains unaffected by, works against, frustrates the plans of, refuses to cooperate with, keeps from yielding to, opposes with firm determination and consistent resistance all who walk in pride. Now, if that's the way you want God to react and to respond to you, then pride is where you are. God withstands. He actively opposes. He fends off. He stands firm against. He holds out against. He remains unaffected by. He works against. He frustrates the plans of. He refuses to cooperate with. He keeps himself from yielding to. He opposes with firm determination and consistent resistance all who walk in pride. All. All. Not a few. All. All who walk in pride. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Can you say that? And God giveth grace to the humble. His blessing, his favor, his overcoming supernatural power, he gives to the humble, to the obedient. Fasting is an act of humility. However, humility in the heart and life must accompany the outward act. Just as you didn't eat for 3 days, and your heart and your life didn't line up with the Lord, well, that means you just didn't eat for 3 days. You see, saints, we agree to turn from, to forsake, have nothing further to do with our own wicked ways. That's what we agreed to do. So, where should we flee to in order to escape the pride of this world, the pride of life, the pride of our own power, the pride of our own heart, the pride of evil men, the pride of faith, the rod of pride, pride and stoutness of heart, the pride of glory, the crown of pride? Where do we go to get away from this, to leave it once and for all? We must humble ourselves underneath, not running away from, underneath the mighty hand of God, so that he can exalt us in due time. You see, if we will humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, in his good time, he will lift us to our proper place. Well, really? Yes. Jesus Christ is our example. Jesus Christ, who even though he is God, did not demand and cling to his own self nor his own rights as God. He didn't do that. That's not what he did. But he laid all that aside. He laid aside all of his glory, all of his mighty power, all that makes him God, and took on the role of a servant. He laid it all aside. Do we do that? Or do we try to do it holding on to some part of ourselves? What do we do? Ask yourself, self, what do I do? He made no reputation among men for himself. You see him repeatedly in the Gospels after someone had a healing, a deliverance. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Don't say anything. And they always ran and did just the opposite. He didn't make a reputation for himself. He chose to be made like us, just like all of mankind. And in that state of being made just like us, he humbled himself. He was just like us, dependent on his Father, dependent on the Holy Spirit, filled with the Scriptures. In that condition, he humbled himself. He was tempted at all points, just as we are, but he didn't sin. He got hungry. He went to weddings. He went to banquets. He had lunch with sinners. He went to sleep because he was weary. He walked. He slept on the ground. camping without glamour. He did human things. He ate breakfast. He ate supper. He did a lot of walking. He was human. And he became obedient to the will of the Father. This purpose had to be chosen by him and lived out by him. Even the death on the cross, he had to choose it. He couldn't just know it was the will of the Father for him to die on the cross. He had to choose it. It had to be an act of his own will. He had to choose to accomplish this. Even the burial in the tomb. And he had to trust his Father for the resurrection. He had to trust his Father for the resurrection. So now, when you have to trust the Lord for something that you've never experienced before, think of this. Jesus had to trust his Father for the resurrection. He had to trust his Father that corruption would not come to his body. He had to trust his Father that his soul wouldn't be left someplace else. So, in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 22, 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 22. Jesus, who did no sin, neither was guile or deceit found in his mouth. He didn't twist anything. He didn't have a Leviathan spirit. Amen. Who, when he was reviled, when he was insulted, when he was mouthed out, reviled not again. He didn't turn an insult. He didn't return the insult. He didn't do tit for tat. When he suffered, he threatened not. Perhaps we shouldn't either. But committed himself to him that judges righteously. He committed himself to the Father. Who? His own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, through him, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. That's how we're free, you see. Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5. Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5. So let this mind be in us. Let this mind be in you. Have this mindset. Let's get it in our mind. Which also was in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, he didn't think he was being robbed of something because he came to earth. But made of himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. A servant. The greatest position in this kingdom of God is that of a servant. Servants don't have themselves on their mind. Servants have the mind of the one whom they are serving. Servants keep their focus on responding to the one whom they are serving. And was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. You see, there's a reward when you're obedient. When you go the last mile of obedience, then the reward comes. And what reward did Jesus get? Well, he got a name which is above every name, that at his name every knee should bow, whether they bow willingly or they're made to bow. Of things in heaven, everything in heaven bows to him. Things in earth, everything in the earth bows to him. And things under the earth, everything under the earth bows to him. Well, these spirits from down in the deep came and things under the earth. It doesn't matter what realm they're in. They all bow to him. Things that are yet to come bow to him. Things that are past, things that are present. Everything bows to him. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Of his good pleasure. You see, Jesus Christ resisted the enemy. Jesus Christ was sober. He was very serious, sensible, determined, in sanity. He was sane, in self-control, not out of control, willy-nilly, in confusion, in depression, in oppression, and I don't know what to do. No, he wasn't that way. Jesus Christ was vigilant. He was keenly watchful to detect danger. He was ever alert and awake to pay attention to the moves of the enemy, even through men, even through people. He was alertly watchful, especially to avoid danger, being on the lookout particularly for danger or the opportunity for such to bring harm. He was cautious. He was wary. He was circumspect. Not foolish as some are. He thought ahead in wisdom. He was prepared for possible attack at all times, not just reacting after the incident as we usually do. A vigilant person gives careful attention to potential problems or situations and focuses and concentrates on noticing any danger or trouble that there might be. A vigilant person is sharply focused and ready for action at all times. A vigilant person is not lost in the activities of less important duties. Now, you know the community and the situation of your life. You know that there are those specifically sent out to do you harm. So when you enter into their midst, all your antenna need to be up. You can't walk in there like, oh, well, today I'm sharpening my pencil. And I'm picking up the cheese and the milk and the, no. You need to have all your antenna. You need to be paying attention. You need to be paying attention. Amen?
Amen.
Saints, when we lose proper focus, we create a breach in our own vigilance. When we allow our focus to shift from what is essential to the usual, ordinary, and mundane, we create an open door for the enemy in times of heightened alert. Constant vigilance is a requirement in order to overcome the enemy. You see, our adversary, the devil, is seeking those whom he can attack and devour, even with a magic touch. He's trying to work the transference of evil spirits. It's an easy myth because most of us aren't paying attention. It's an easy thing to do. You know, words of spirit. In the context of conversation, here comes the devil. We are called to resist him. We can resist him through the words of our mouths with the sword of the Spirit proceeding therefrom. Yes, we can. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, Jesus turned and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Jesus didn't just take it. He turned around and addressed it immediately on the spot. He didn't back up, back off, or back down. He took action, decisive action, on the spot. Luke chapter 4, verse 8. Luke chapter 4, verse 8. When you are approached by the enemy, what do you say to resist him? Do you say anything at all? In Luke chapter 4, verse 8, Jesus answered and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written." Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. Well, you have an entire book of "it is written." From Genesis 1 to the end of Revelation, you've got plenty of "it is written." Plenty of "it is written." What do you say? Jesus resisted the enemy with the word of God. What do you do? What do you do? It is the command of God for each saint to be on guard to resist and to defy the enemy. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, neither give place to the devil. Don't give him any room at all. None. No room at all. Amen? Mark 8, verse 33. Jesus turned about and looked on his disciples. There were other people to hear this. And he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He had something to say to the devil. He didn't just tolerate the devil being there and perpetrating what he was perpetrating. He did something about it. Do we do that? James 4, 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. All right? Then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will flee from you. Submit to God. Humble yourself. Resist the devil as Jesus did, as the Holy Spirit instructs you to do, and the devil will flee from you. It is an act of obedience. It is an act of humility. It is an act of obedience. It is an act of humility. Amen? All right, rise for the benediction. God has spoken, and I pray that you have heard him and that what he has spoken is now in your spirit. Keep it there. You're going to need it. We cannot afford to go anywhere, not around our family, our friends, or our foes, and pretend that the enemy is not there. You know that there are spirits in people. And the enemy is activated against us. You know, when an enemy is activated, the military is activated. They've been preparing and doing exercises, they call them, preparing for the confrontation. They are ready. They are vigilant. They are trained. They are resilient. Well, what about God's army? What about us? What about God's army? What about us? We can't afford to go back to sleep. As I told someone at dinner last Sunday, it could cost you your life. You can't afford to pretend that you don't have an enemy and that they aren't out to take you out. It's either you or it's them. So either you're going to do the spiritual warfare that's needed to overcome, either you're going to believe the word and act on the word, either you're going to obey the Holy Spirit and his prompting, either you're going to walk in righteousness or you're going to be defeated. And that's the way that works. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I pray that you make the right choice at every moment. I pray that you don't go to sleep on the job. I pray that you pay attention and stay focused, because we are not ignorant of Satan and his devices. The Holy Spirit, if we walk close with him, will keep us alerted. But we have to listen. We have to give heed. We have to hear, no, don't go there. We have to listen. We have to obey. Resistance is an act of humility. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the believers of the Most High God said, amen,
amen,
amen, and amen.
I heard a beautiful story. You.